someone asked you about doing a certain job, whether you were able to, you'd say, sure, I do it. Sure, I
can.
How would you say that?
Sure, I can do it.
Okay. And if you weren't able to, you'd say, no, I
can't.
And something that you just refuse to do.
Oh, can't?
Would you say can't?
I say can't sometimes.
Uh-huh. What about if there's something you just refuse to do? You might say,
won't.
Okay. And say there was a really bad accident up the road, but there wasn't any need to call the doctor because by the time we got there, the person was, what, dead? Was
pronounced?
Or would you say he was done dead or was already dead?
He was already dead.
Would you ever say done
to
me? Already? Do you ever say he's... Have you ever heard that around here?
Done? You mean use done before?
Use the word done to mean already. Like you say, the meat's done spoiled for the meat.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Would you ever say that yourself?
I don't think I do, but I've heard it, you know. Maybe, I don't know. I don't think I do, though.
And, you know, gunfighters on television, for every man they kill, they cut a little...
notch?
Okay. And you say, at this time of the year, say if the corn seems a little short, you'd say, well, at this time of the year, the corn, what, taller, the corn, if the corn isn't as tall as it was last year, you'd say, this time of the year, the corn
is shorter.
Okay. Or it's not as tall as it
was.
Okay. And you might tell a child, you're not doing what you what to do. You're not doing what you... If a child's misbehaving, you tell them that you're not doing what you...
should?
Okay. Or another way of saying that, you're not doing what you... what to do. You say what...
being told?
Uh-huh. Well, you say what you ought to do or...
oh.
Huh?
You're not doing what you ought to do?
Okay.
Yeah.
Or say if a child got a whipping, you'd say, I bet he did something he...
shouldn't do? Are we back on that? Or
using the word ought, you say.
Ought not to do, you mean?
Okay. And...
I don't usually say that. I just say, I bet you he did something wrong.
And say if I ask you if you'll be able to do maybe some work next week or something, you might say, well, I'm not sure if I can do it, but I...
I'll try.
Or I might...
be able to do it.
Did you ever say, I might could?
Uh-uh.
Did you ever... does that sound funny to you? Do you ever hear it around?
I don't know. I might could do it. Yeah, that sounds familiar.
What's that?
That sounds familiar.
How people use it around here?
Might could do it. Sounds like it would be used down here. I don't. I think so. I've really never paid any attention, you know.
Yeah.
To these expressions.
The kind of bird that can see in the dark.
An owl.
Okay. What do you call a small kind of owl?
A hoot owl.
What?
A screech owl.
Uh huh. What about did you ever hear any superstitions about owls?
Mm-hmm. The old people used to think when you'd hear a screech owl, there would be a death in a family.
Really?
Uh-huh.
What could they do about it?
Nothing. But that's what they used to believe. If a screech owl would come around your house and you'd hear a screech owl, that it would be a death.
Did you ever hear any things about them? Did you ever hear them call a death owl?
Mm-mm.
What about them? Do you ever hear of doing things to make the owl stop screeching?
Mm-mm.
Like grab your wrist or turn your pocket inside out? Or
mm-mm.